Hello and welcome to News Now. I'm your host, Taylor Inman. We're going over this week's biggest headlines and what's coming up for the Flathead Valley. This week, I'm chatting with Flathead Warming Center co-founder and executive director, Tanya Horn. She tells me about what they do to prepare for super cold temperatures like we're experiencing right now. But first, here are some headlines. A major winter storm loaded with gusting winds and heavy snow barreled into the Flathead Valley on Thursday morning, creating severe driving conditions and putting road crews into continuous action. Flathead County Sheriff Brian Hino reported low to zero visibility on some county roads as an Arctic front moved across the region, setting off blizzard conditions from the Bad Rock Canyon to Kalispell. Low visibility and drifting snow caused dangerous driving conditions along US 2 from the intersection with Montana 40 to West Glacier and at McGregor Lake west of Kalispell, the Montana Department of Transportation reported. Along US 93, severe conditions were reported from Montana 82 to the Armory and along the Kalispell Bypass. A section of Hogston Road near Columbia Falls was closed on Thursday morning due to blowing snow. Gates were installed earlier this year there to prevent traffic during any closure. In Kalispell, a four-mile drive between Stillwater and West Spring Creek Road was closed Thursday afternoon. Some county services planned to close on Friday due to weather and extreme cold temperatures. The Agency on Aging Dining Room on 11th Street in Kalispell advised residents that it would not be serving lunch on Friday. However, if someone does show up, they are prepared to have a take-home meal. Meals on Wheels will not be delivering food on Friday as well, and drivers took extra food to people on Thursday. The 4-H food tasting event at the fairgrounds was canceled, along with the Glacier Challenge gymnastics meet that was set to happen at the fairgrounds. See a list of other area closures at dailyinnerlake.com. Officials identified Thursday the dead body discovered inside a Kalispell building earlier this week as that of 36-year-old Jennifer Purveyas. Security personnel at the building located near 18th Street East and 3rd Avenue East found Purveyas' body and alerted the Kalispell Police Department at about 2:30 p.m. on January 9th, officials said. Deeming it a suspicious death, authorities turned her body over to the Montana State Crime Lab for an autopsy. A cause of death remains unknown, authorities said. In a press release, officials said investigators are still working to determine the circumstances surrounding the 36-year-old's death. Authorities urge anyone with information about Purveyas' death to contact Detective Chad Swigart at 406-758-7791. A Barnes & Noble bookstore is poised to open a location in North Kalispell later this month. The bookseller has moved into the building that formerly housed the Pier 1 Home Decor store in the Mountain View Plaza. Pier 1 closed in 2019, and since then the location has hosted pop-up retail shops like Spirit Halloween. Janine Flanagan, Senior Director of New Stores Planning and Design for Barnes & Noble, confirmed in an email to the Interlake that the new bookstore has an opening date of January 31st. The store will be 10,000 square feet in size. Flanagan said the shop itself consists of book rooms, each room designed specifically for a particular subject or genre. The store will carry a selection of gifting items as well as curated selections of toys, games, puzzles, vinyls, and magazines. An illuminated Barnes & Noble sign was installed on the Kalispell storefront this week. Barnes & Noble is the nation's largest national bookstore chain. It has locations in more than 600 communities in all 50 states, according to the company's website. The bookseller has enjoyed strong sales in existing stores and has been opening many new stores after over 15 years of declining store numbers, according to the company's website. The bookseller opened over 30 new bookstores in 2023 and plans to open more than 50 this year. For our deep dive this week, I checked in with Flathead Warming Center co-founder and executive director Tanya Horn ahead of the frigid temperatures we're getting. She told me about what the Warming Center and other outreach organizations do to get as many people inside as possible. Alrighty, thanks for having me, Tanya.
Welcome to the Warming Center. Thanks for being here.
So we're here. Can you tell us a little bit about where we are right now?
We're in the bunk room of the Flathead Warming Center, where we have 50 beds, where 50 people sleep every night.
Okay. We've got some really cold temperatures coming up this weekend. And so I'm here to ask you a little bit about what you guys do to prepare for that kind of thing. What kind of preparations do you take when it's about to get this cold?
We do a lot of education and we do a lot of outreach. It's hard for some people to come indoors. I don't think we realize that because we know how miserable the cold is, but certain people with an illness that they're carrying that they have, it's hard to come indoors. So even though the temperatures will get very frigid, some people will try to make it even outdoors or in their vehicle. So our message is, come inside. Let us meet you where you're at. Come inside so that we can keep you warm and safe. And it's about saving lives when the weather gets this harsh. Yeah.
What kind of illnesses, you know, just as an example, would stop somebody from coming indoors, like a disability or?
It could be, yes, severe and disabling mental illness. Mm-hmm. It could be an addiction to the point that you have to use, and not being able to use here at the warming center could keep someone from coming indoors. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it is important, especially when the weather gets this bad, that number one, we have the relationship with a lot of these folks, but to be able to see how we can meet them indoors to save lives.
Yeah. Do you guys work with any other organizations in the Valley, other outreach organizations, to kind of make it sure everybody's off the streets?
Absolutely. Collaborative Housing Solutions of Northwest Montana. That is our homeless service collaborative. So the other shelters, the other entities in the Flathead work together, and it's through the collaborative. So definitely some conversations right now about who can do what, how we can pull together, how we can get people to the right places is so very important.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that involves? Like, are you guys driving around and asking people if they have a place to stay?
Homeless outreach team is a part of the collaborative. And so absolutely, but knowing where people are, having conversations with even law enforcement, where have you seen people lately, or the relationships that we have, knowing where people are is so very important. Yes, but homeless outreach is an important part, and trying to convince people to come inside. Right before Christmas, mm-hmm. a year ago, before Christmas, the weather was so dangerously cold at that time, and it was hard to get folks to come indoors, some folks, but we were successful even with help of law enforcement to get folks to come inside. Because really, when it gets this cold, it is about saving lives.
Yeah. When we have weather like this come through, how much, and you don't have to have a super specific number, but how much do you think your residency increases by?
Well, even before the weather has gotten this cold, we've had to turn individuals away. So we anticipate that we'll see more and more people. And it's our goal to bring everyone inside, whether working as a collaborative or as the Flathead Warming Center, just get as many people inside. And, you know, I've talked a lot about saving lives, but another portion of it is saving limbs. You know, you can lose your limbs with such frigid weather. It's the stakes are just very high. I always like to talk about that we exist because of the community support that we have. Mm-hmm. I believe strongly that we have a very compassionate community. Mm-hmm. Our motto is we take care of each other in the Flathead, and the Warming Center is just one way that we do that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very grateful for the community that we have a place like this, so that everyone can be warm and safe, so that because every life is valuable. And so every person that donates to the Warming Center in their way and how that they can, you know, their statement is that every life is valuable.
Yeah. Well, that leads me into my next question, which is, you know, as we get into the coldest part of winter, what do you guys need from the community? How can the community help you guys?
Ongoing support through the entire year helps us to survive kind of the Super Bowl of a warming center. Mm-hmm. So throughout the year supporting, but we've had folks come in and bring extra coats, extra blankets. Right now we're at capacity with those things, but we appreciate the volunteers. We appreciate the folks that know it's going to take more food when we have people staying all day. And it's important. Community involvement is so very, very important.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all I have for you, but thanks so much for having me here today and explaining that.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to the Warming Center.
Yes.
The Samaritan House is also providing emergency shelter to folks at this time. Their phone number is 406-257-5801. To learn more about the Warming Center, visit their website at flatheadwarmingcenter.org or give them a call at 406-885-3042. Looking for a fun way to get out and connect with the community? Remember, you can find art classes, live music, and anything community related by going to dailyinterlake.com/events and checking out our events calendar. The Grammy Award-winning vocal ensemble Czech Lattier is performing at the Wachholz College Center on January 14th. The group has been hailed the world's reigning male chorus by The New Yorker and is known around the world as an orchestra of voices for its wide-ranging repertoire. The show starts at 3 p.m. Thanks for joining us. News Now is a podcast from the Daily Interlake. We're proud to be the largest independent newsroom in Montana and the oldest paper in the Valley. Consider becoming a subscriber to support our work. Call circulation at 406-755-7018 or go to the subscribe tab in the top right corner of our website. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel to never miss an episode of the pod. Everybody stay safe and have a great week.